My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Antonio Serrano, Antonio, last name Serrano. This patient was seen on October 24th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD has remained stable with BUN of 19 from 18, creatinine of 1.34 from 1.34, and AGFR of 58 from 58. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 180 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 367 milligrams. This proteinuria is related to nephrocirrhosis related associated with the diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obesity. Period. Next line. There is no significant activity in the urinary sediments. The patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. We would like to start the patient on Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, for the proteinuria as well as the renal and cardiovascular protection, with added benefits of weight loss. However, the patient reports history of problems with the pancreas, which is being treated right now with by Dr. Patel. Period. We will request the medical records from Dr. Patel's office for clarification on what the problem is with the patient's pancreas, since pancreatitis is one of the adverse or contraindicated reasons for starting this drug, period. If we receive clearance that everything is okay with the patient's pancreas, then we will proceed to starting this Farxiga at the next visit, period. He does have 1+ edema of the bilateral lower extremities and is wearing compression stockings, period. We started him on hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams one tablet daily, for the edema, as well as elevation in the blood pressure. His blood pressure reading today is 171/76. We repeated it. It was still elevated at 172/83. He reports that his blood pressure reading at home is also elevated and consistently disregard that. He does not check his blood pressure levels at home because he does not have a blood pressure machine. We will order a blood pressure machine through his pharmacy and advise him to check his blood pressure and write it down twice a day so we could monitor the trends. We advise him to notify us if his blood pressure reading is consistently systolic 150 or more or diastolic 90 or more. So we may consider adjustment of his current regimen, period. We also advise him to elevate his lower extremities when he is seated, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, as previously stated in number one. Elevation of blood pressure noted. So we added hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, one tablet daily, to his current regimen of lisinopril, 40 milligrams once a day. Period. Next line, proteinuria as per number one. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control with A1C of 7.4%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia with normal lipid panel. Continue with the atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Next line, BPH without symptoms. Next line, obesity with BMI of 36.7. He weighs 217 pounds today and has lost 2 pounds since the last visit. We advise him to follow a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and to increase his physical activity, period. If we are able to start him on the Farxiga at the next visit, this will also assist in weight loss, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 8.6. We started him on allopurinol, 100 milligrams one tablet daily, to help decrease the uric acid level, period. We also advise him to decrease his intake of foods that are high in purine for better management, period. Next line, frontal lobe mass, which is managed by his PCP. Next line, vitamin D deficiency, which is stable on vitamin D3 supplementation. Next line, elevated PTH with level of 84. We will monitor for right now since the serum phosphorus and calcium are normal. Period. The calcium is 84. He is taking vitamin D, 2,000 units daily. We will repeat the mineral bone disease labs for further evaluation. If the PTH continues to elevate, we may consider adding either calcitriol or Sensipar, depending on the level of the vitamin D125, period. Next line, diabetic peripheral neuropathy on gabapentin, 300 milligrams, TID. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 2 months with laboratory workup and